Among the furrows. We worked compacted gray soil between our fingers, tried to fluff it so the lettuce and carrots, the tomatoes and basil wouldn't grow 4 inches tall only to turn blue and die. We sent the chickens and later the eunuch goat over next year's fields, tossed them kitchen scraps and followed behind, turning the old tobacco fields under with hand-me-down hula hose. He begged the fields to hold moisture, sat in the middle of the farm on cloudless summer nights, hand-watering tufts of radishes and leggy cucumber, as I sat on the porch, wearing the day's work in streaks across my brow and up my arms, and listened to him sob. We alternated nights, and by nights I mean months, of fists beating soil under starlight, of getting drunk on homemade blackberry wine, of going out to the butternut patch on the pretense of weeding or harvesting, of working dawn to dusk or later, to till under manure and nurse meat onto the inevitable triplet goat, of making winter dinner of last year's meager pickings and barters at the farmer's market, canned and put up. By our third year, I knew he'd convinced himself he loved the woman who ran the food co-op, a fairy nymph with hair the maroon of sugar beets. For another year, we pretended to make a go of the farm and each other, but then he missed the kidding over Christmas to spend it in the Hamptons with her. And then he skipped the day I took seedlings from the basement, tucked them into moist black soil that teemed with bacteria I could smell, the aroma of the world just as it begins to rain. After he left, I wondered how I'd build a rabbit hutch myself. It only took half a day instead of the usual two. I became more efficient because there was no morning coffee routine or sleeping in to have sex, no one telling me to come eat lunch or how best to plant potatoes, no discussion over who'd replace the rotted bottom step. And I wonder if he'll return for the mongrel dog he found last time he worked construction 100 miles from here. Some evenings I sit on the porch drinking whiskey or lemonade, eating homemade bread and crockpot beans, and listen for the barn owl that lives in the river shack, whose call reminds me of when I tried to learn violin, for the hum of cicada, for the dog on the scent of raccoon or possum, or worse, skunk, for the cottonwood whispering secrets, for the rumble of his truck. I didn't make him lonely enough. End.